As you walk or run along this pathway that hugs the curves of the Susquehanna, you may be able to squint between the trees to see the museum. Yes, the end is in sight. But before the Robersons ever carved out this land for their home, and before the settlers came here before them, this shore was occupied by people who did and still do reside here. I'm talking about the Haudenosaunee. This is the ancestral land of the Onondaga Nation, which is one of six nations who make up the larger Haudenosaunee Confederacy. You may know the Confederacy by another name, Iroquois, which is considered a colonized name. Scholars can place the beginnings of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy as early as 1142, though some believe its formation took place much earlier than that. Its territory once stretched throughout present-day New York and Pennsylvania. Net sinkers, arrowheads, and stoneware have been found along these shores, traces of what was once a home for many, left behind. It was along these connecting rivers that the infamous Clinton-Sullivan assault used the waterways to move a rampage across its shores to push indigenous peoples from the land. These were General George Washington's orders to General John Sullivan in 1779. The expedition you are appointed to command is to be directed against the hostile tribes of the Six Nations of Indians, with their associates and adherents. The immediate objects are the total destruction and devastation of their settlements, and the capture of as many prisoners of every age and sex as possible. It will be essential to ruin their crops now, in the ground, and prevent their planting more. This describes a scorched earth campaign. People from 43 villages fled from their homes, leaving behind those bits of stoneware and belongings that are still uncovered when we dig deep enough today. Many died from this pointed assault, and many more people would have died of starvation had it not been for the emergence of a small creature, the cicada. Their brood unearthed themselves, a swarming feast on wings and an excellent source of protein, fat, and nutrients. This year actually marks the emergence of Cicada Brood X. So when you hear the hum of the swarm as they come out to breed in their mass, keep in mind this is an important time for remembrance among the Onondaga. It was the cicadas that saved their ancestors' lives as they escaped. So it's here we remind ourselves of the history of this land and its significance to the Haudenosaunee, who are its past, present, and future stewards. All right, we're going to make our way back to the parking lot of the Roberson Museum and Science Center. As we conclude our journey together, we do hope this running tour has left you with a new perspective on Binghamton and its spaces, and that you'll take advantage of your free admission pass with your purchase of this tour to explore the wonders within Roberson Museum and to discover new things about this amazing city. But I want to leave you with a very heartfelt thank you for joining us, and hopefully we can take a tour together soon. Bye.